Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Wednesdays checks in, and yeah, we will do something rare. We'll spend a little time on baseball, super regional, Rocky Top. LSU's got to go back there. There's no history that any fan would remember between these two in baseball that would stand out like football. But the series they had a few weeks back was kind of chippy, contentious. Paul Maneri's had a few choice words about that trip. And Blake, now they're heading back, so this should be fun.
Bill, it's about to get really chippy. I mean, chippy like Doritos in this thing. Bill, within 5 hours, you know, I kind of stirred the pot yesterday on Twitter, and I forget the local Knoxville TV station that quote tweeted it, which then got the LSU fans involved. I posted on Facebook, and it's like, hey, Tennessee's making fun of Paul Maneri and LSU baseball. And, Bill, there's one thing you cannot do is make fun of LSU baseball, because you can kind of get away with some stuff and talking about LSU football and Ed Orgeron. What you cannot do in this state is say something negative towards LSU baseball, which then got all these people going back and forth. Bill, my phone blew up so bad last night. My wife said, if you don't turn that son of a gun off, I swear to goodness. So I'm telling you, it's getting chippy. Yeah, and Bill, there was a little things that were going on with fans. Paul didn't really elaborate, even when, you know, we kind of asked a little bit about it. He didn't even go into details. There were some stuff that was going out in the right field line with Dylan Cruz and some of the fans, some stuff that they were saying, some stuff that they did, but that's just typical hostile environment, I feel like. I don't know if it warranted what he said, but I will tell you this. This team, this LSU baseball team, the best thing that could have ever happened to them was Paul Maneri said two words, I'm retiring. So a very young and talented team has played above their heads. And Bill, this is pinnacle LSU baseball. You know, 6 national titles within the last 20 years is something, or right around that, 30 years, excuse me. It's something that they've always wanted to do. So it's a really chippy series. And, Bill, with a coaching search, and some fans wanted Tony Vitello, Tony Balls. That's what some fans want. So it's going to be an interesting dialect. I don't think Tony Balls will be the next head coach right now from what I'm hearing. But regardless, people do want the young Italian stallion that's in Knoxville.
Clay sent me a message. And Clay is very well connected in the baseball world, said, ask Blake about Louisville's coach Dan McDonnell. He says, I hear that there is a connection there. Of course, he was a former assistant at Ole Miss before taking over at Louisville. He's been highly successful there. Is there something going on between the two?
I think there's a little something going on, Bill, between them. You know, I think that there have been talks. but I'm going to say this. Scott Woodward is a big game hunter. We know about Kim Mulkey. And Bill, even when he was at Texas A&M, going and getting Jimbo Fisher. I don't know if Dan McDonald, with all due respect to McDonald, from a national perspective, brings the attention that Scott Woodward likes. I'm not saying that's good, wrong, right, wrong, or indifferent. It's just how he's worked. I do think that he's a fantastic coach. And, Bill, I've already kind of said it. I do think that there have been talks between Scott Woodward, LSU, and McDonald, and I think that he is in that very, very, very short list for LSU coaches.
Is there still dialogue between LSU and Sully?
No. And, Bill, look, I've been roasted and like a marshmallow by Florida fans on this, and now it's kind of starting to come out because I know that we've talked about it. They entertained it in the beginning because he's a national again, what Scott Woodward does, a national championship-winning head coach, and he entertained it. Bill, in their discovery of Kevin O'Sullivan, there's a lot of baggage, and I'm just going to leave it there, but a lot of baggage that, Bill, not only do I know that he's not going to be the next head coach at LSU, I don't know how this is going to even transpire at Florida at the current moment. If some things are confirmed and are put out in the public, I don't know what's going to happen with Kevin O'Sullivan. So, no, LSU has, I would say, Bill, since the last time that we talked, around the Wednesday, Thursday, some stuff was found out on the LSU side that made them take a huge step back in even just looking into him. I know that he's not going to be the next head coach at LSU.
Yeah, and I'll expound on that a little later. If you do, let me put it this way, folks. If you Google and search out some articles, you can discover some things. Let me just put it that way. There's one article out there. Now, you need to know some of the background, but yeah, there's something going on there. Let me put it this way. Blake is on to something legit. That's not somebody sitting on a bar stool thinking stuff up. There's some real issues there that we'll tippy toe around a little bit a little later here on the show. Blake Ruffino with us. What's the latest from the football world?
Yeah, Bill, a guy that I've known for a long time that's been in this game of football is offensive line coach Brad Davis. I'm very excited for my guy. He comes in. And Bill, football is a trickle-down effect. Brad Davis, offensive line coach, leaves Arkansas to become the next O-line coach at LSU. Bill, the highest O-line coach paid in the country at $850,000 a year, which is, again, just crazy. And Bill, then Cody Kennedy, who I played football with at Southeastern, a really good friend, and we're talking about that last week. Then he gets promoted from Sam Pittman as the next O-line coach at Arkansas, which is so amazing. I love Cody Kennedy to death. Bill, Brad Davis is a hell of a recruiter, and he's a hell of a technician when it comes to teaching young men and young offensive linemen that, Bill, I feel is a position that doesn't always get the eyes on them. I think he's great at what he does, a fantastic recruiter. Bill, Lucas Taylor is a kid that was committed to LSU of the number one offensive lineman out of Alabama. And then all of us, Brad Davis is hired. The kid decommits and then goes to Mississippi State. I think he's going to bring a new wave of offensive linemen in here and really do good, especially, Bill, which is something crazy. This past weekend, there were close to 1,200 kids and recruits that were in Baton Rouge at LSU this past weekend. Some offers were divvied up. Kelvin Banks is an offensive lineman. He's starting to really, really trend to LSU, which is really interesting because of that Brad Davis connection. So there's been a lot of different small connections and one hire on that trickle-down effect that I just really love. I think he's a great recruiter. I will say this because the question is going to come up about James Craig, the former O-line coach. Bill, it's a minor infraction. A minor recruiting infraction, I can confirm. What I will say is that with the stuff that's going on with LSU, and we all know what's going on, I don't think that LSU thought that they could risk some of the stuff. And, Bill, the minor infraction, some believe it's because the NCAA is on campus, for one, Will Wade. So there's some anger a little bit around that, but not really, because LSU within 24 hours was able to move in on who they believe is one of the best offensive line coaches in the country.
Might as well just keep speculating on this. Arch Manning, is Clemson still the quiet leader? Or not so quiet?
Bill, and they're not even quiet at this point. Bill, I know that we talked about this a year ago, and when I asked, I said Clemson. Bill, I would be a little shocked. I'm being serious. I'd be a little shocked if we're not looking up within a year from now, 6 months from now, and the kid's not committed to Clemson. One thing about the Mannings, it's not about college, because they know that they can work their way around that. It's about, one, getting to the NFL, and two, what has the NFL said about quarterbacks that have left college and gone into the NFL? Look at what Dabo Swinney has done. You've had Taj Boyd, you've had Deshaun Watson, you've had Trevor Lawrence, and now you have DJ. So they look at this and they say to themselves, well, they've developed young quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson in and of himself has been a big factor in this Arch Manning to Clemson. Bill, there's a reason, this is his, publicly, this is his first offer that we know of. Now, I can tell you that it's not, but publicly, this is his first offer that we know about with Arch Manning. Eli Holstein was a kid from Louisiana that went there and didn't get offered. Bill, they didn't even enter. I was told, I'll just leave it here, they didn't even entertain, Bill, other quarterbacks this past weekend. Didn't even entertain them. They're putting their chips in for Arch Manning. So, Bill, as these conversations continue, I would be very surprised if he's not going to be at Clemson. If you told me today, I think he goes there. Recruiting's a long process. Things can change. But right now, I would put all my chips into that he ends up in South Carolina.
Tell everybody how they can get your content, your shows.
Yep, Bill, I appreciate it. AYS Sports across the board. Go to our YouTube channel. Subscribe there. We go live. We bring all your comments up onto the screen. We'll continue to follow this LSU baseball news and some of this stuff that's going off the field in other places. Recruiting's going big in the state of Louisiana right now, so we're going to be all in deck for that. So AYS Sports across the board, and Bill, as always, appreciate you having me on.
Have a good one, sir. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good day.
Blake Profino with us. Always excellent. Brings it every time. Good stuff. Hey, we're clear the rest of the way. Yeah, we're clear. Real estate, as far as the eye can see. Well, until we get to Lashbaugh. 615-844-5600. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. THP remains on the scene of that crash in Humphreys County on the interstate. It's 40 westbound at the 140 mile marker. As you head towards Jackson and Memphis this morning, you're definitely going to see that FedEx truck that crashed there on the interstate on I-40 going westbound. It's busy out here through Mount Juliet right now. Charlotte Pike at OHB, they're still gathered up on the scene of that accident that happened earlier. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is hiring. Call them today at 240-2811, truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad.
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind. Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿De dónde eres?
¿De dónde eres?
No matter your learning style or experience level, Babbel has lessons designed for you that will get you speaking quickly and confidently.
I tried learning Spanish before, but I couldn't stick with it until I found Babbel.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
I can't wait to use our new language skills on our upcoming adventures.
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Hello, this is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at TimLeeperRoofing.com, that his long-based Mid-State company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at TimLeeperRoofing.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, or even with type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Affordable term life insurance is out there. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou at 800-481-1458. 800-481-1458 or visit BigLou.com. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It's sports talk the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This isn't going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio. Bill King doesn't need a countdown clock because he already knows when football season starts.
Bill King Show, brought to you by the palatial, lovely Omni Nashville Hotel.
I've been trying to think of a way to describe the situation with Sully down in Florida. I'm still working on that, but there are issues. Let me just put it that way. This is not loose speculation at all. This is not reckless speculation. There are some issues. Now, what happens with all of this? Maybe nothing, but I thought there were two coaches I watched this year, regular season in baseball. They did not look right. Big names. Their facial expression. Now, Sully's always got that real serious look. He's got those shades on. He's an intense guy, man. He's a hell of a coach. But two guys that for some reason, and I'm not a body language expert, but sometimes body language does tell you things, right? There were two. One's Paul Maneri, LSU. He's announced his retirement. And then Sully was the other. Just didn't look right. And again, different reasons, not comparing the two, other than they just didn't look like their commanding self to me. And with Sully, it's pretty obvious. If you I don't know any other way to say it. Just Google it, and you probably will see an article or two. Yeah, let me think about how to. I mean, I could easily talk about this and it wouldn't be a problem, but the mood I'm in right now is to be subtle. I'm just telling you, there's a thing. I know for you, if I'm listening to me right now, I'm not understanding a word the host is saying. I get it. I'm just telling you, just take my word for it. There are some issues there. No, I'll tell you what it's not. It has nothing to do with the NCAA. No. It's nothing like that. Let me put it this way. I'll give you a clue. It's personal. It's personal with Sully. Guy's a hell of a coach, but I could just tell just didn't look right from the very beginning, whether it was that Miami series or all the way through here to the end. It was not in sync. Did not look like himself. But yes, no, it's not he went out and they caught him paying a guy or some kind of NCAA thing or nothing like that. No. This is a personal item with Sully. Highly personal. And I don't even know how to expand. I was trying to think. Usually I don't lose track wordsmithing. I couldn't even finish then. Couldn't even go any further. Anyways, I probably ought to just move on. On this Wednesday edition. Hey, couple of notes. Let me mention something again. I've had, including Cosby Cattleman a few weeks ago, folks say, Bill, you got to get Ole Miss Heavy back on the show. And the answer is, you're absolutely right. I contacted her on Tuesday, and she could do something either Thursday or Friday. I've not locked that in, but I will. Yeah, well, I'll be in contact with Ole Miss Evie. Next couple of days, we'll have her on. And Ole Miss Evie, as you know, is absolutely fantastic. We'll talk some Ole Miss. Heck, we'll touch on some baseball. Ole Miss baseball right now is a happy place. We'll touch some baseball. We'll get into the football. Maybe wrap up a little spring with her recruiting. And look forward. Baby Kiff, man, it's got them all gleeful. At the place where they redshirt Miss Americas, there are two schools that I know of that redshirt Miss Americas. One is Ole Miss, and the other one is Arizona State. Yeah, those are the two that I can tell you for sure redshirt Miss Americas. The others don't have that luxury. They did a lot of pretty co-eds. Yeah. But they do not have the luxury of redshirting Miss Americas like they do at Arizona State and Ole Miss. Totally different level there. No, Kev, Bill. Sully's not going to get caught with a blonde on the back of a motorcycle, is he? No, it's not. As far as I know, wow, you folks are good. No, it's not. Your chopper gets ditched with blondie volleyball player on the back, and you're busted. But you're in the right area. No, Kev, up in Chicago, you're on the right track. Let me put it that way. See, you guys, that way, I didn't really have to say much. I'm just letting, no, Kev, you're pointed in the right direction in general terms, if you know what I mean. Yeah. If you know what I mean. That's a good one. Bill, Sully's not going to get caught with a blonde on the back of a motorcycle, is he? Not that I know of. But you're in the right direction. I don't think in this case there was a ditched motorcycle which brought everybody's attention to it. It was something actually way worse. Kinda, sorta. Jim down in Jupiter, check it in. So from Chicago to Jupiter, and not the planet Jupiter. Even though I foresee a day where we take a call from a different planet, I do see a day coming. Next 10 years, we'll take a call, and it'll be somebody like on Mars. Hey, Bill, listening on Mars, how about Alabama? How are they looking? I anticipate that call. Jim and Jupiter. Bill, we all know that A&M won't ever win a natty in football and basketball, but Schlossnagel, that's Schlossnagel, will probably win one there. He's that good. He's a very good coach. Tell you what, Jimbo, if we get to a 12-team playoff, which I think expansion could happen as early as 2023, not before then, but as early as 2023, Jimbo's going to have a crack at the playoffs quite a few times, the trajectory he's on. Good enough to be the last team standing? Not yet. No, not yet. But they're trending pretty well. I'll give you that part. I think this year's interesting because year three under Jimbo was a good year for them, right? And the next step is to maintain and then take another step forward if you're Jimbo. Number one, you do not want to lose all you gained a year ago. You don't want to lose that. Give some of that back up. You don't want to step back much. And number two, you want to go grab more market share. This year is going to be interesting watching them. They've got a lot of personnel now. Transitioning quarterbacks, they've recruited very well at quarterback. Quarterback room is very attractive right now at A&M. So that one's going to be fun to track. No, Kev, tell me another Florida coach didn't get a picture taken with a fish in a compromising position. No, it is not that. Your original tweet just 4 minutes ago was on the right track. You were pointed in the right direction. Here on the show. Alan in Tampa. Hey, Bill, why don't the ESPN clowns just come out and say we don't, or say we do hate Florida State and want the Sooners to win? You know what? I didn't, I wasn't watching. Yeah, I wasn't watching. But two very good programs there. Two outstanding programs. I know a lot of people. I saw a lot of people tweeting about it. I didn't get to see. What was I watching? You know what? I don't know that. Did I have on Tuesday night? I don't think I had anything on. I got to tell you, folks, many of my nights, now not on a college football Saturday, but many of my weekday nights involve the TV not being on. Or the TV's on and the volume's down, and it's usually a financial channel, a couple of financial channels. I couldn't tell you what's on TV. Meaning the networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, the local affiliates, and all that. I know where Big Joe is. Big Joe's a good friend, but other than that, I couldn't tell you what. Sitcoms are on, who's doing what to binge on Netflix. I'm not in that world. That is not where I'm not wired that way. Friday night, oh yeah, I'm going to have Triple D on. Oh, and beginning, what is today, Wednesday? Beginning Friday, you're going to start some of the Super Regionals. Vandy, doesn't Vandy start Friday against ECU? I'll have those on. But I, you talking about out of the loop. If this show had something to do with, hey, you see that show the other night on TV? That's a pretty funny sitcom. I'd be so far lost. It'd be pathetic. I couldn't tell you. Perry Mason from the Orange Groves of America. Bill, Blake was telling the truth about Sully. Yeah, Blake was hinting at this. I don't think he'll mind. I also got a little note from Gator Dave on this. Let me put it that way. Dave won't mind that. Jim and Jupiter, Bill, what did Sully do? Well, I think you're starting to get a little hint. But it involves, well, there's an article. It's out there. Let me find it real quick. I'll let you folks do a little digging. Let me see if I can find it. I know this is just riveting. Here's what I got going on. I'm trying to do a show right now. Trying to give you hints. My son, Billy, is texting me about some options he has. He's been absolutely destroying it. I don't know. He probably made $20,000 the last day or two just playing around. Just pocket money. He's not even, I mean, he's about to head off to school, dental school. But he's been hitting me up. Clove is one of them. UWMC is another. Next meme stock. And the options are cheap. UWMC. The other day he took BIIB, 430 calls from 4 to 40. Just to give an example. So I got that going on. But let me find this real quick. And tell you what. Gainesville.com and look up O'Sullivan, but make sure it's an article not about baseball. He's mentioned in this article. Let me give you let me click on it. It's published May 4th, actually, so a little over a month ago. Yeah, do that. It's the Gainesville Sun, and it's published on May the 4th. And he's mentioned in the article. Now, it's a tragic story about a family. Not O'Sullivan's family, but O'Sullivan is very close to this family. And in one case, perhaps very close. And it's a very tragic story about what happened to the father and a couple of the kids. Now, again, O'Sullivan not involved in that part at all. He's a close friend of the families, though. And there's a connection there. So, look that part up. You find that, you're going to find what you're looking for. Larry over North Carolina. Bill, although I'm not an LSU fan, Blake is a refreshing listen on the morning commute. It goes, not that anybody cares, but who gets to bloviate over the last two lost decades in Ann Arbor? Hashtag go blue. Allen in Tampa. Bill, was he kissing cousin Eddie Mullen's wife? He wasn't kissing that wife. More clues there. Wrong wife. See, I'm not having to spill the tea here. People are sending me messages here on Twitter, and I'm able to chip away at it a little bit. So, Allen in Tampa, Noel Cav, you guys are in the area, and if you listen to my clues, you can piece together the whole thing. So, again, back to Allen. Not that wife. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Boy, this is... Where have we gone? Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along at this point here on 65 down through Madison. Now, don't get me wrong. It's busy with that traffic flow now coming past Briley Parkway. Traffic's on the increase even more on 24 out through the Hickory Hollow area. Just a few more minutes on that earlier wreck out on the west side at Charlotte Pike at OHB. Still a lot of traffic on I-40 coming through Kingston Springs out of Dixon County. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. You can always order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Hey guys, it's Zach from Millennial Sports Mornings here to talk to you about Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. They have been serving the Nashville area for more than 28 years with a long-standing tradition of providing outstanding customer service to anyone who steps on their lot. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or service your vehicle, you can be sure that their team will dedicate themselves to your individual needs. They also offer much more than just legendary customer service. They will help you find the vehicle that fits your lifestyle, personality, and most importantly, your budget. If you like what you hear, then simply call to schedule an appointment at 615-865-7220. Again, that's 615-865-7220. Or you can just stop by at 1550-1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. And check them out on the web at NissanOfRivergate.com. And look, you can trust me. Not only am I a spokesperson, but I'm a customer. That's Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Today on Hey Culligan, buy to save. Here's a text from Devin in Denver. Hey Culligan, I'd love a water softener, but I don't want to pay for it. Devin, I can't help you there, but a Culligan high efficiency softener can help you save oodles on energy and detergent, so the savings can be even greater than the cost. And I'm getting a mind-blown emoji followed by, yes please. Devin, the savings are already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning: mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely today, highs near 84. For tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms expected, lows around 71. For Thursday, showers and thunderstorms expected, highs near 85. Utilizing the resources of the Weather Bug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
We have more Jeffs than you do. It's the Bill King Show.
Josh, you're up in London. Josh has been a little quiet last few days. He's there, though. No, he knows where we're at. He's got us monitored. Now, Josh is well-known. Josh made national news a couple of years ago when he went on that epic rant that got play everywhere. Planet Earth played that audio clip. Anyways, Josh was helping some friends vaccinate bulls a few weeks ago, got stabbed, and there was a big hole in his arm. He sent me the picture of the hole. Some of you requested that picture. I did not tweet that, though. I think Josh tweeted it, though. It's his arm. He can do what he wants with it, right? Anyways, Josh's going to be okay. Also hurt some ribs. Says, Bill, I missed the last week of the show. Doctor appointments and just being flat out sore. Tried to work out a couple of days, but that did not go very well. Hopefully I'm back listening and participating full time on the show. Josh, always good to have you, sir. I figured you're still trying to rehab those injuries, because that was graphic and yucky. I'm laughing, not at you, but you're okay. Okay, I could see Josh getting mixed up between two bulls, though. I just could. That's scary stuff, man. I had a bunch of you send me like emails about stories from your ranch or something, And I've experienced it. Now, I've never been injured in a situation, but I know what it's like to be working cattle where you have to give them their shots. And when you talk about the big bulls, it is incredibly scary. One bad move and you're dead. You're talking about a 2,000-pound animal, 1,800-pound animal, whatever. I mean, one move and you are you're off the planet Earth. How did you go? Well, I got killed by a bull. That's very scary stuff. Going up, one of my dad's, I would call hobbies. We had cattle. We had a bunch of stuff. And when it was time to work them, I was one of the ones out there trying to get them into the corral. You know, you have a chute built and everything, and you get them in there, and then they're trapped, and then you can give them their shots. Well, they will fight you to the, and they'll try and get out of there, and I'm telling you, it's dangerous. And you're talking about an 1,800-pound animal that if they want to, they can jump 6 feet in the air. It's a scary thing. I've been there. I don't want to do it again. I remember that, 10, 11, 12 years old doing that, and it was not everybody giggling either. Perry Mason, Bill. It's kind of like pin the tail on the donkey. Who's going to be the first to spill the beans? Well, I've given you guys lots of hints. Perry Mason already knows the story. Yeah, there's an article. If you go to the Gainesville Sun, I believe I said May 4th. And I tell you, if you want the article, I hope too many people. I shouldn't say this. I'm going to get killed. I'm going to get overwhelmed. Email me and I'll forward you the article. I'll link it to you. Yeah, Blake Ruffino just a few minutes ago said, here's the article. Yeah, I was reading on it. Gator Dave hit me up the other day. And anyways, there you go. Sully, I tell you what, I don't know all the tiny specifics, but the guy's a hell of a coach. I do know that. I don't know that anything will come of this as far as his job is concerned, because it's not NCAA related. It's private. It's private. Not the first time a coach in any sport has had private issues. I mean, that happens all the time, right? I mean, coaches get divorced too. I don't know what Sully's deal is. I'm not suggesting. I'll tell you how common this is. In the 70s, I went to school, high school, junior high school in the 70s, college in the early 80s. So we're talking 40 plus years ago. Had a buddy who had a girlfriend. I think we were all about 16. She went to a private school. We went to private school. She went to another one because our school was all boys. And I think she was a junior, maybe, at this private school right here in the 615, Brentwood Academy, I'll just say it. And every time he would have problems with her, meaning the relationship was kind of getting rocky, it was because one of the teachers there at Brentwood Academy, she was having an affair with. Now, I don't remember what he taught or what, I don't know what class he taught. I didn't know the guy. It was a different school. But once every couple of weeks, you know, everything be going good with he and his girlfriend, he'd talk about it. And they come to school one day all down. Yeah, she's messing with that teacher again. Told me she wants to marry him. That crap, I mean, that stuff's been going on for 10 trillion years, that kind of stuff. It happens to coaches, too. Think about Rick Pitino. Ricky P, yeah, just because they're on TV and successful and doing well and winning natties and all doesn't mean they don't have bleep going down behind the scenes as well. I remember that to this day. To this day. I don't know how that ended up, but. And you know what? This is probably like 1978 or something. Didn't even think anything of it. I just thought, that's funny. Going on forever, dog. I mean, anyways, we'll take the break. Coming right back. I don't know what we've gotten done here the last 20 or so minutes. Not much. Anyways, Love it. Love it. Get by there. Eat at Kitchen Notes, Bar Lines, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right along at this point here on 65 down through Madison. Now, don't get me wrong. It's busy, but that traffic flow now coming past Briley Parkway. Traffic's on the increase even more on 24 out through the Hickory Hollow area. Just a few more minutes on that earlier wreck out on the west side at Charlotte Pike at OHB. Still a lot of traffic on I-40 coming through Kingston Springs out of Dixon County. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. You can always order online at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
No time to drive through? Get Slim's delivered. Our hand-breaded tenders, perfectly fried wings, southern sides, and even sweet treats. All delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim Chickens app and select delivery. Whether you're driving through, pulling up for curbside service, or now getting it delivered, Slim's has you covered. Download the Slim Chickens app and order online.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
What in the hell's an internet?
Nashville Sports Radio has been covering Music City for over 20 years. From your radio dial to the App Store, there's no reason you should be without Nashville Sports Radio. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Nash Sports Radio. We would have a TikTok account, but we're old and we don't know what that is. From live games to live streaming, at Nash Sports Radio has you covered. Download the Nashville Sports app to your phone now. Or the puppy gets it. The best college football talk on the planet, presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. The Bill King Show.
Black called last week, too. Late in the week, he called. Thursday or Friday. Don't remember the exact day, but he's going to be back. Yeah, Black's doing fine, man. It was good to hear from him. I think I've mentioned this. You don't know how many times through the years that I have heard on a particular staff, any college football staff, about one. Now, again, this is not what I'm talking about with Sully, not the example. I'm just randomly spouting off here. But when I've heard about staff members, like a particular assistant coach getting with one of the other coaches' wives, you don't know how many times the last 35 years That's pretty much my years of being connected, right? With coaches, with folks in that world. I've heard of, now I haven't heard one in a few years, but it's not uncommon to hear that all the time. Stuff goes down there too. Allen in Tampa, Bill, I went to school in the 60s and 70s. Trust me, you wouldn't have had an affair with them. They would haunt a house. He's saying it wasn't an option back in his day. That is very, very funny. Nothing new to add regarding the playoff conversation yesterday. Very good piece. It was a Yahoo piece, Pete Thamel. And you could go pull it up. I mean, it's public. You don't have to have a subscription. And it's pretty wordy. It's long form, but it will give you a pretty good insight on maybe where we are heading. 12 teams has popularity now. And I will continue to tell you, don't necessarily use that as the end game. Might be. But just keep your mind open. Maybe this is just a trial balloon and they'll back off to 8. The only thing we do know is they are going to expand. But what the number is, exactly how it's going to look, the fine details, we do not know yet. So nothing new. I saw quite a few people in the media. I got to tell you, and this might not be an accurate representation of what all was said yesterday about that article, about whether or not they agree with the premise of the article, but more than I would have thought, did not like the idea. That shocked me a little bit. Now, again, the mainstream media, and in this case we're talking sports media, college football media, they're going to be for it. They want, basically, they just want anarchy. Playoffs, name and likeness, basically just making it all like the NFL. But I was surprised how many actually said, I don't like this idea. Now, a few of them, Matt Hayes, Barrett Salee, names like that, I knew they wouldn't necessarily endorse it. But there were more than that out there that said, I don't think this is a very good idea. But regardless of all of that, we're going in that direction. We just don't know the number and all of that. I find that fun. And again, I love summer topics like this. Most every summer, when we're in the non-playing portion of the season, takes on a personality. There'll be a topic or a couple of topics that can fuel you, that can be a catalyst. And I'm not looking for them. I let them come to me. I'm not looking for a content stream at all. We've got plenty here. But when something like that comes up, and it's so profound, and it affects the future, I find that very interesting. I absorb the heck out of it. And our first really fun summer, again, was the expansion scare of 2010. Now, we've had others, but since we started the different type format on the show, that's the first one. I'm sure there are many others that I'm just not remembering, but that's the first one that I can recall that just took hold of the content for quite some time on the show. I don't know if the playoff topic will do that. It might. But again, I don't force feed it. It comes to us, and then we handle it appropriately. And if it warrants taking a lot of time day after day, I'll go there. But that is something we'll have to monitor. Unclear. Unclear because we're going to need more data. We're going to need more information out of that whole topic. And maybe we get some here over the next few days. Jeff, too, good friend, checking in this morning. Taking my three-year-old to the dental office this morning. Snodgrass King. Yeah, I know that last name there. Says, tell Billy hit me up, and I'll help him out if he can help me with some options. I don't know. Yeah, Jeff sent me a nice note yesterday. I don't know if I don't know, Billy and Cameron, those are my two. They have been killing it. Cameron's about to move down in the next couple of months to Jacksonville. I don't know when, but sometime here over the next few months. And I believe he's already accepted a job down there. But they've just been playing in the market, been doing. They're doing better than me. That shouldn't be happening. What the hell's going on around here? Yeah, they're nailing it better than me. I'm actually proud of those guys. They're also a lot smarter than me. That would be the first clue there, which is that's what you want out of your kids. All right, hour three's coming. We'll figure out a direction, get it on a better direction as we continue. Omni Nashville Hotel.